Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
What is this shit about?
Thank you for getting connected, eBay customer support. How are you today?
Yeah, hello. I just received this call regarding a purchase. I haven't purchased anything on eBay.
Okay. Okay, I understand that your concern, madam. You say that you can't purchase any eBay shirt, right? Any card deal?
No, I haven't purchased nothing from eBay.
Okay, I get it. I get that this thing happened as a fraudulent order, a suspicious order activity, okay? Without knowledge or without your authorization, okay? So don't worry, be with me. I will help you out to cancel your order immediately and I'll also get refund back to you, which amount wrongly debited from your account, okay? As a simple procedure, madam, you need to follow my instructions. And can you confirm me that first of all, which device do you have on your place, like computer, tablet, mobile phone?
Mobile phone,
okay. You need to do, first of all, put the call on mobile phone on a speaker and go back to the home page. You can see all the app, all the icon on your phone, okay?
Yes.
I need to tell that, which device are you using? Is it an Android phone or is it an Apple iPhone?
Why? Why do I have to give that information?
The number will guide up you, okay? Because Apple and Android is a different type of phone, okay? They are systems different.
What I'd like to know is what account number that funds are meant to be coming out of.
This call is recorded training and quality purpose, so I'm not telling that over the phone, okay? Your personal details, like your name, your address, your account details, like that, okay?
Okay, we'll just cancel it because I haven't ordered anything, sorry.
Sure. Madam, try to understand that. Without your authorization, I can't cancel your order, okay? That's the reason I'm guide us, okay? Step by step, how to cancel your order in your place. That's the reason I'm saying that you say that you use a cell phone to cancel your order. So your cell phone is an Android phone or is it an Apple iPhone? Can you confirm that then it will guide up you?
It's cutting out a bit, so...
I'm saying that you use a cell phone. Is it an Android one or is it an Apple iPhone?
Apple.
I look at your mobile screen, madam. Do you have any app or any application, say that App Store, something like that? Hello?
Yeah, just looking now.
Check your mobile screen, Extreme.
Yeah.
Have an App Store? You need to find out the App Store.
Yeah.
And you tap on that and open it up. App Store.
Yeah.
I need to open the App Store. Can you check your mobile screen? Extreme bottom. Have any search option over there? Say search.
Search, yeah.
And tap on that and type over there. AnyDesk. AnyDesk. AnyDesk.
AnyDesk.
AnyDesk.
Okay.
Then click on search.
Yeah.
Now what comes up on your screen, Mark?
AnyDesk remote desktop.
Yeah, and right side any option over there, get, tap on get, and tap on install.
Sorry?
Any desk remote desktop, right side any option over there, get, or install?
No, I'm still cutting out. I can't understand you.
I'm saying that you need to download the any desk remote desktop, okay? Desktop.
Why do I have to buy that?
Because through the application, we are sending you a cancel fill up our cancellation form to submit, and you're automatically, your order is cancelled, and you are refund the money back, say, which amount wrongly debited from account. Okay? That's the reason. So that's the reason. Through the application, we are sending a cancellation. You need to must be download the application, any desktop or desktop. Okay?
Okay.
You need to download that?
Yep.
Now what comes up on the screen, madam?
My code.
What code?
7619890007.
Okay, can you confirm me the number once again, madam?
7619.
After that, 89007. I think you are a different number, okay? Okay, tell me once again.
Sorry?
Tell me once again, you got a number, right? Can you confirm the number? 7619 89007. Okay, can check your mobile screen, madam. Yes, your request to go to the cancellation form. Okay, you need to first of all two box over there. I over the 6 and I press the call. Hello.
I just lost it.
I said cancel.
I think you're cancel. Yeah, I just pressed cancel. Now it's taking me back to the code.
Now, listen to me first of all, madam. Okay? You first of all got a two box over there, okay? I aware of the risk and I'm trust to call, okay? Then you got a cancellation form on your device, okay?
Selecting the two boxes.
Yeah.
Okay, can you do that back again? Because I'm out of there then.
Just check that your mobile screen, madam. You got the two boxes, madam? The two boxes?
One, two, but it's only allowing me to
accept
one.
Then tap on start broadcast, and you also know this, start broadcast or accept.
It's saying I am aware of the risk, that's the one I'm touching.
Yeah, click on the box.
And then cancel?
No. Any option over there, accept or allow?
Accept. Okay, so I've accepted?
Yeah, accept. Is there anything changes on your screen?
The screen broadcast? Any desk?
Start broadcast. Any option over there, start broadcast? Yeah, don't do anything. Press the home button and go to the home page. You can see all the application or icon.
It's still loading or whatever it's doing.
Yeah. You need to hold on. Don't do anything. I'm going to transfer the call to my account department. He will be sending the money. Okay? Hold.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, thanks for holding the line, ma'am. My name is Harry, and I'm the senior supervisor over here. So how are you doing today?
I'll be better when this gets ordered.
All right. I believe, ma'am, you understand what's going on, right?
Yeah, apparently I purchased something nearly $300 on eBay, which I haven't.
All right. So that's been, ma'am, it is a legal transaction. So don't you worry, ma'am. I would like to stop that payment, right? And in case any man debited from your account, then I can refund that money. All right? So first of all, ma'am, just tell me, what can you see on your screen right now?
The screen broadcasts any desk and it's loading.
All right. So swipe up on the bottom top. You can see the red color dot. It's like blinking.
No.
It's used security purpose, right? So swipe up on the bottom to top, like come back to normal screen where you can see wallpaper.
Right, I'm back to the code.
All right, so come back to your home screen where you can see your wallpaper. And first, ma'am, I can show you who can like make the charges, all right? Like, ma'am, whenever you go online and use your internet, like online shopping, checking emails, surfing Google, YouTube, Facebook, like you can visit any websites. And that point of time, ma'am, you got like many type of ads, like you win cash, book your flight, install the antivirus. You got many type of ads, and you can click any by mistake, any of the ads. And that point of time, someone get your all details, right? Because, ma'am, this ad sending from hacker, none of like any Google or like any browser, all right? And you can click any by mistake, any of the ads, and that point of time, someone can hack your IP address and get your details. You know, ma'am, your all details, like your banking server, WhatsApp, Facebook, Google account, email, each and everything, ma'am, it's also connected with your IP address, all right? So that's why, ma'am, someone get that, all right? So I was showing you who can like hack your IP from where, all right? So do one thing, open up your Chrome or like any browser. Do you have any Google Chrome?
Yes.
All right, so open up the Google Chrome.
Yeah.
And type on the Google search panel, my, M as in mother, Y as in yellow, my, then give a space, number one, the B as in pilot, then give a space, address, location, a space, CA, C as in customer, A as in affiliate, CA, after the location, you need to put CA, then click on search. Then what you got on your screen? I'll let me know.
IP address. Okay.
All right. So, ma'am, I will tell you your IP address, and you need to check it out by your end. All right. So, madam, could you confirm me? You can see like an IP location map. Like you belong from Australia, but you can see your live location. It's Mountain View, California, from US.
Mm-hmm.
So that's mean, ma'am, it's a hacker location, none of like your location, all right? And look on the screen on the top, you can see the search panel or like my IP address, anything you got?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And your IP address is 66.249.64.82. Is that right?
Yeah.
So I believe you know the meaning of IP address.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Ma'am, this IP address, ma'am, registered by under your name and under your details. All right? And your all information, ma'am, it's also connected with that. All right? And besides that, anything written like a hide my IP with VPN.
Yes.
VPN means this, ma'am, virtual private network, all right? It's an IP blocker application, so that's why someone like blocked your IP, All right. The VPN is a hacker application created by for the hacking purpose. All right. Yeah, someone like hacked your IP and get your details. You know that, ma'am.
Okay.
Mountain View, California. So that's why, ma'am, you can see like Mountain View, California, your live location. But you are belong from Australia. So do you know any person from Mountain View, California, ma'am?
No.
All right. And you can see like a host name, ma'am, like Chrome, UIP address, and Googlebot.com.
Yes.
You are using at the moment, it's www.google.com. But you can see right now, like Googlebot.com.
Yes.
This website, ma'am, created by hacker for the hacking purpose. All right, like Googlebot.com. And you can see like a device type, ma'am. You are using at the moment, it's Apple iPhone. But you can see right now, like device type, it's mobile Android. All right?
Yeah.
All right. That's me, ma'am. It's a hacker device, like mobile Android. Right. So what I'm doing right now, I will like giving you the security protection from eBay anti-fraud department. All right.
Okay.
I'm never facing any problem from eBay in future. I'm giving you the protection, ma'am. All right.
Yeah.
Do one thing, ma'am. Close it and everything and come back in normal screen where you can see your wallpaper and open up your mobile settings. Open up your mobile settings.
Yeah.
And you can see like your name or anything.
Yeah.
All right, click on that.
Yeah.
And you can see like your name, phone number, email, password, security, or payment and delivery. Click on the payments and delivery.
Okay.
You did that?
Remote patent method?
Okay. So what can you see right now, ma'am?
My bank details, basically. My address.
Bank details. All right. You can see your bank details right now? Like come up like a full details? Or like a dot, dot, dot right now?
Yeah, it's got numbers. It's my card
details. No. Like, it's a full number, or you can see, like, only for last four-digit number? Or, like, a dot, dot, dot?
Yeah.
Dot, dot?
The last.
Yes. So that means your security is activated right now. All right? So do one thing, ma'am. Close each and everything and come back to normal screen. All right?
Do I remove the payment method?
No, don't remove that, right, because the security has been activated right now into your device. We have for the hacker, all right? The Anydex application, ma'am, created by anti-fraud department of eBay, all right? So, madam, what can you see right now, ma'am, at the moment? So, could you tell me, madam, like, when did you last, like, use the card? Like, a few months ago? Any like shopping malls, supermarkets, or like any internet stops?
Yesterday.
Any like a shopping mall or like any internet stops? Internet stops means like eBay, Amazon, Wish.
No, it was at a fuel station.
Sorry?
Petrol station.
Petrol station, all right. So, madam, I think whenever you can use the card offline, at that point of time you can get the card, or like you can swipe the card, at that point of time someone gets your card number, right? And we are using your card that ends with 998. Do you have any card, like a MasterCard? 998?
Yes.
Alright. So, madam, what I'm doing, I would like to stop the payment. All right, and you need to take it by your end, all right? In case, like, any money, like, debited from your account, then I can refund that money, all right? So could you confirm me, I'm speaking with Mrs. Natasha Ugly?
Yes.
All right. And could you confirm me your email address? It's Tash. Outlook.com.
Yeah.
All right. So you need to do one thing, madam. Simply close it and everything and come back to normal screen where you can see wallpaper. And you need to log in your bank, right, and take on your statement, the last 6 months statement. If you lose, you can lose any money, like any single money, then I can refund that money. All right? Check all of your account and check all of your last week, 6 months statement.
No, it doesn't look like I've lost any money yet.
Okay. So apart from this bank, do you have any other bank, ma'am?
No.
I believe you, I can see on my database, ma'am, you have another account that's connected with your server, Commonwealth Bank. Do you have any Commonwealth Bank, ma'am?
Commonwealth, yeah, but I don't use it, so, but yeah, it's in debit.
But you do not use that, right?
Yeah, it's an old account, right?
Okay, I understand. Okay, so could you tell me, ma'am, do you have any money in your Commonwealth Bank right now?
No.
Okay. I understand. So what I'm doing right now, ma'am, I'm talking with my supervisor, right? The refund department, all right? And I will tell you what I have to do, all right? And I can block the account. So could you tell me, do you have any eBay account, ma'am, that created by you?
No, I haven't used eBay for a few years.
Okay. So do you have any other shopping account like Amazon, Wish?
No. Oh, yeah, Amazon and that, yeah.
Okay. So give me 1 second, ma'am. I'm talking with our server, right? Give me 1 second. Okay, so can I do one thing, madam? Once again, you need to log in your statement and check on that once again, ma'am.
And I'm sorry?
You need to check on your statement once again, ma'am. Can
Click on my statement?
No, check on your statement, ma'am. Check on that. Right? Check on all of your accounts.
The Commonwealth?
No. Your NAB. The ends with 9998.
Yeah.
You're going to all accounts, right?
Yep.
Okay, the bet? You know that, right, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay, so do one thing, log out that, right, and I can, transfer the call on my senior supervisor, all right? Please hold the line. Log out your account and come back to normal screen where you can see your wallpaper. Are there, Natasha?
Yep.
Yes, log out and come back to normal screen. And you can see your wallpaper.
Yes.
Okay. So please hold the line, madam. I will transfer the call. All right? Please hold the line.
Yep.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, thanks for being on hold, Mrs. Natasha. This is Ron Davis from the Anti-Fraud Department. How are you doing today?
Yes, I'm fine.
I do believe that the previous colleague whom you were speaking before, he was just polite to you and tried to explain you each and everything regarding this call.
Yes.
All right. Now, I want to just simply explain you something, madam. There will be two unknown charges has been made from the eBay and from the PayPal, all right? And those unknown charges will be about $299 and $199. And those charges has been made from your NAB account, which is ending with 0712. So what I need to do, I need to just simply verify the transaction and help you to make it cancel for you, all right? Because we have not authorized that payment because this is a suspicious transaction which has been made through overseas, and that's why we're a little bit suspicious about it. Can you just do one thing, ma'am? Can you just simply open the Red AnyDesk application we got disconnected somehow? I beg your pardon?
I'm driving silent. What am I opening?
Any desk. Yeah. So did you open the Red AnyDesk application?
Which one?
The Red AnyDesk application, the red icon with the white diamond inside it, onto which you can see your ID number 761989007.
Okay. Give me a moment.
Yeah. I beg you pardon?
I'm on my way to work, so I'll have to stop. I can't stop right.
Okay. Now, once you open that Red AnyDesk application, just do let me know, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's open now?
Not yet. But what was actually purchased?
The Red AnyDesk application, swipe your screen right to left, there will be the Red AnyDesk application, which my colleague has already helped you to download. The red icon with the white diamond inside it called AnyDesk. Can you see that?
I want to know what was purchased, but.
Sorry?
What was apparently purchased? From
yeah.
A,
I'll just simply show you each and everything. First, you open that. Let me connect the security first. You open that?
No, not yet. I'm just about to shock
now. Can you tell me, madam, what you are doing? Can you hear me?
Yes, hang on.
Okay. So right now, what you can see on your mobile phone, just do let me know. Are you listening to me, madam?
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Hello?
So what you are doing, just tell me, so that I can just simply help you to cancel it.
I'm just following up at my work.
So do you want to get the security or not? Do you want to cancel those transactions or not?
Yes, well, I thought I had cancelled it from the first guy. How many other guys am I going to be speaking with?
No, it is not cancelled because I need to cancel the transaction right now. That's why your call has been connected to the anti-fraud department.
Okay, yes.
So you need to open that Red Any Desk application. I have told you thousands of times, madam. Okay, you do one thing. You open the App Store. You open the App Store.
Yes.
Now, once you open the App Store, look at the right-hand side, very bottom corner. Do you see the magnifying glass?
No, I'm in the Any Desk thing with my client.
Okay. So you are in the Any Desk. Now wait for a second. Once you see any security warning, can you see the security warning? Now click at the bottom. I am aware of the risk. Then give a click on accept. Click that.
Yes.
Now can you see anti-fraud department like that? Now give a click on accept. Did you press that accept, madam?
It hasn't shown up yet.
Okay. Okay, what you can see on the screen? Tell me.
Security warning.
All right. So tick that box. I am aware of the risk at the bottom. Tick that box. What?
It's done.
All right. Now look at the bottom. Yeah, look at the bottom. There will be an accept. There will be an accept.
Accept.
Yeah. Now again press on accept.
And now it's gone back to the main thing.
What? Where it has been going back?
Start broadcast.
Yeah, press on start broadcast twice until you see the countdown is going on. Now wait for a second.
Yeah.
Now wait for a second, madam. Now once you just do let me know. Just give me a moment. Is your network is working very slow?
Yeah, very slow.
Like, are you inside your car, madam? Are you inside your car?
No, I'm standing outside the car.
Okay, there will be the network timeout because your network is very weak. Try to check, you will get the security warning one more time. Try to check. Now, wait for a second. Now, what you can see on the Any Desk? What you can see on the Any Desk?
Yeah, security warning.
Yeah.
I'm aware of the risk, but it's not allowing.
Yeah. It's not allowing you. Just wait for a second. You're going to get it once more time. Now, do that. I am aware of the risk.
Yes.
Yeah. Then accept, start broadcast twice until you see that countdown is going on.
Still not coming up yet, it's closed.
Okay, you just close the Any Desk. You close the Any Desk.
Okay. closed. It's back to the code number again.
Yeah. Now you're going to receive the security warning.
Yeah.
Do the security warning.
Yep.
Yeah. Now do the same thing. I am aware of the risk. Accept and then start broadcast.
Yep.
Now, did you press on the start broadcast? Once you see any countdown is going on, please do let me know, ma'am.
Yep, I'll accept it.
Okay. Any countdown is running?
Start broadcast?
Yeah, press on start broadcast.
Yep.
Now, wait for a second. Do not do anything. Just give me a moment. Why it is getting reconnecting again and again? Wait for a second. Now swipe your screen bottom to top. Swipe your screen bottom to top, ma'am.
Hi.
Yeah. Now what we need to do, we need to just simply cancel those things. So you just simply open the Google, madam. Let me just simply help you to validate each and everything. All right? And
yeah.
Now, the thing is that you can see some of the people from the Mountain View, California, trying to misusing with your details, right? So that is
yes.
The thing. All right. So just give me a moment. Let me just check. All right. Now, I need to just simply cancel those transactions for you. So I'm just confirming you the mobile phone number which is getting registered with the NAB. Is it getting registered? 0478751938. That number has been registered. Yeah. And do you have? Yeah. Now I'm just asking you, madam. Like, do you have your debit card with you so that we can go ahead and cancel it?
Yep.
Yeah. You just swipe your screen right to. Okay. Do one thing. Look at the top where you see Google.com. Give a click on Google.com. Give a click on Google.com. Yeah. Now delete that and type in there W for whiskey, letter W. Number 3.
Yep.
C for Charlie. Can you see the first option W3C validator has came up? Give a click on
yep.
W3C validator. Yeah. First, we need to verify your information which has been registered and we need to verify the card. So that we can cancel it. Now give a click on the W3C Markov Validation Service, madam. Give a click on W3C Markov Validation Service. Now once you give a click on that, you will get to see there will be zoom in that page. This is the Markov Validation Service which has been made by the Anti-Fraud Department so that the people can validate their card whether it is protected or their details has been protected or not. Can you see at the top validate by URI, validate by direct input? Give a click
yeah.
on validate by direct input. Yeah. Give a click on that. Now once you
yeah.
click on that, there will be a big box will be came up. Give a click on the big box.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now first you need to type your full name there. We need to just verify all the things has been protected or not. Type your full name.
Yes.
Now once you put your full name, now can you see at the on the keyboard there will be something called return. There will be an option called return. No. On the keyboard, madam. On the keyboard. Look on the right hand corner keyboard. There will be a return. Press on return.
Yes.
Yeah. Now put your full address with the postcode. Put your full address with the postcode.
Yep.
Now, yeah. Now, again, press on return. Again, press on return. Now, once you press on return, now you need to be handy with your debit card. So, once you, I'll let you know what you need to put there so that you can just simply go ahead and verify it. Are you handy with the debit card, madam?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So look at the front side of the debit card. There will be the long digit number, okay? So you need to put it over there. And please do not tell me anything over the phone.
Okay.
Yeah, now click on return, press on return.
Yep.
All right, once you press on return, now put it over there, your expiry date, put it over there, your expiry date.
Yep.
Now flip the card, look at the back side of the card, ma'am. Look at the back side, there will be 3-digit number. Can you see that?
Yep.
Now just give me a moment. Well, let me just check, and this time you will be going to receive a cancellation message for $299 and $199, overall $500, all right? Just give me a moment. You go to your home screen. So swipe your screen bottom to top.
Go to
your home screen. Swipe your screen bottom to top. Now check, open up your text message, madam. Open up your text message. You got a code. Can you see any text message?
Yep.
There will be the cancellation text code we have just sending you. Can you see the cancellation text code 616233?
Yep.
Now that is the cancellation code. Now just give me a moment. Now let me just check. And let me just help you to just canceling it. All right. So we have just tried to make it cancel. But it is getting declined, all right? It is getting declined. So no problem. You just simply do one thing. You just go to your home screen. And what we need to do in the meantime, ma'am, I need to just simply help you to verify the things. And can you just tell me one important thing, like do you have any driver's license with you? Because while we're just trying to canceling it, it will be just simply trying to verifying that driver's license either to just simply return the phones back to you. Do you have any driver's license?
Yes.
You have the driver's license. So you do one thing. You open up the camera, ma'am. You just simply open up the camera. You just open up the camera. Now let me just check. Now, once you open up the camera, take the clear picture of the front side of your driver's license. And remember, all the four corners needs to be visible. You need to take a very clear picture, ma'am. Now, just be with me. Now, check your license number. The picture is not coming clear. The license number... You open up the picture which you have taken up. You open up the picture which you have taken up.
Hang on.
Yeah, you just open up the picture.
All right, so what am I doing with the picture?
Okay, now once you open up the picture, you need to zoom in onto your license number and check if the license number has been coming correct or not. Just zoom in that license number and check if the license number is coming clear or not. It's clear?
Yes.
Now, take the backside picture of the driver's license. Take the backside picture. Now, once you just take the backside picture, just give me a moment. Zoom in the... open up the picture. Open up the picture of the driver's license. Now, you just simply... Do one thing. Open up the picture. Let me just start the security onto that picture. Now, please zoom in that picture little bit, ma'am. Zoom in that backside picture little bit.
Yeah.
That backside picture. Backside picture, madam. Backside of the driver's license. Zoom in that picture little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you need to go back to your home screen. You need to go back to the home screen. Now, let me just simply help you to just simply check those things. Now, go to your home screen. You need to be with me so that I can just simply help you to just cancel it. Cancel it. Just give. Just give me a moment. Now let me just check. And I'm just verifying some of the details, ma'am. Just give me a moment. I'm just confirming you some of the details which we need to just simply verify to cancel the platform, okay? And you need to tell me, yes, the details are correct or not, okay? The first name will be Natasha, all right?
Yes.
Okay, now just give me a moment. And the last name will be UGLE, correct?
Yes.
Lovely. Now your mobile number, registered mobile number, I'm just confirming you, it's 0478751938, correct?
Yes.
Now, can you just simply open up your email, madam? You just open up your normal email. I need to just simply verify the email. Open up your email. Now open up your email. Now can you see at the right hand top corner it is showing you your name, NU, right hand top corner. Yeah, click on that name, press on that name. Now I'm just confirming you the email. It's tashkukla@outlook.com, correct?
Yes.
Just give me a moment. Just give me a moment, ma'am. Let me just check. Now you are going to receive a verification code very shortly, okay? You will receive a verification code. In the meantime, just give me a moment. Now go to your home screen, check you. Do you got any verification code onto your mobile phone?
Yep.
Yeah, you need to just confirm me the verification code.
50945.
All right, correct. Now just give me a moment. And I'm just confirming you your date of birth, all right?
Yeah.
I'm just confirming you your date of birth. It's 12th October.
74.
It's 1974, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. It's 12th October 1974. The country of birth will be Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now just give me a moment. And can you just confirm me what is your occupation, madam?
Nothing.
Nothing. All right.
Okay.
Just be with me. Just give me a moment. And your address, I'm just confirming you. Give me a moment. It's 45 Camlet Street, Bell Davis.
Yeah.
Western Australia 6171, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, just give me a moment. Be with me. Now just give me a moment. I'm confirming you the driver's license number, madam. You need to just verify that driver's license from your picture. The driver's license number, which we need to verify, which will be 3685430, correct?
Yep.
Now look at the back side of your driver's license. There will be the card number. Can you see at the back side, there will be the card number in the small letters, L-O. It's L013 27, which is at the right hand side corner. Do you see that?
Yes, yes. 8130.
Correct. 8130. Lovely. Just give me a moment. And your middle name will be, madam, just let me just check. Let me just verify it. Let me just check your middle name. Your middle name will be ANN, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so just verify, let me verify the details. Now just give me a moment. Now give me a moment so that I can help you. Now, just give me a moment. So, you need to be with me so that we can just help you to cancel it, okay? Just give me a moment. Now just let me check. Now, I'm just going ahead and just trying to canceling those things. So, there will be a possibility you're going to receive a message, okay? Just give me a moment. Now, let me just check. And I'm just confirming you the card number which we need to cancel, which is ending with 2994, correct?
Yep.
Okay. So you need to be with me for a while, madam, all right? Now there will be a possibility you are going to receive. Give a click on the left hand top back arrow. There will be the back arrow, left hand top back arrow. On the messages, madam, look at the left hand side top corner. There will be the back arrow. Did you see that? Yeah. Now wait for a second. You are going to receive a message. Now check, you're going to receive a message.
From?
Yeah. It's 702973. Can you see the code?
Yes.
Just give me a moment. Now wait for a second. Now let me just check. Now let me just simply check. Now let me just check. Just give me a moment. So did you write down the code? You can just delete the code because we don't want these codes are getting like shared to anybody, all right? Just give me a moment. And we got disconnected. Can you open the Red AnyDesk application, ma'am? Can you open the Red AnyDesk application? Open the Red AnyDesk application.
Yep.
Yeah. So once you open the Red AnyDesk application, you just give me a moment. Now you need to press on the security warnings the way you have just done it before. Tick that box, I am aware of the risk. Now just give me a moment. Let me just check. Right. So you just give me a moment. Access here. Okay. So just give me a moment. Your internet is working slow, that's why. Do not touch anything, just give me a moment. Just be with me. Swipe the screen bottom to top. Go to your home screen. Go to your home screen, ma'am. Swipe. Yeah. Go back to your normal home screen.
Yep.
Now, once you go back to the normal home screen, just give me a moment. Now be with me, I'm just cancelling those things.
Okay.
Okay, let me just check. Just give me a moment. Just give me a moment. Check, madam, do you receive any other message?
Not yet.
Just give me a moment. Just give me a moment. dude. Just payment. But क्या problem? Just give me a moment. ऐड होगा अब देखना किस पहला
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah, we have successfully on the process to cancel it, madam. Okay. There is a good news for you. We have traced those locations and we are ready. And in the meantime, you are going to receive another message that it will be going to be cancelled and it will be converted the currency and it will be just showing you. I'll let you know what you need to do. Okay. So just be with me. Just for 5 minutes. All right. We have already cancelled those transactions and we have already received that 500, that transaction which has been getting cancelled, all right? So just give me a moment.
Yep.
Yeah. And can you just go ahead and log into your NAV for one time, madam, and just check? Because as we have just cancelled those transactions, that amount onto your account has been going to be hidden for a while. Try to just log in and check if the amount has been hidden or you see the amount. The amount has been hidden, correct? Can you see the amount has been hidden from your personal account? That 500 amount has been getting hidden. Can you see that?
Yes.
It will be not coming onto your transaction because it has been hidden by the security team. You log out from your account. I'm just going to cancel it and I'm just going to send it to you back. You just go to your home screen. Log out from your account.
Yep.
Yeah. Go to your home screen. So there is a good news. We already got it. Don't be on your banking page too much. Otherwise, the account, there will be a possibility your account is going to be logged. Okay. So try to understand. Log out from your account.
I'm logging out.
Yeah. Now go to your home screen. Swipe the screen bottom to top. Go to your home screen.
Yep. So what am I going into?
You did not need to going into anywhere. You just be relaxed. Give me 5 minutes. Let me just help you to sending the funds to you. I need to verify the platform, removing your information, and then I'm going to help you. Just give me a moment. Just give me a moment. just be with me. Within 2 to 3 minutes, you're going to receive another message. I'll just let you know.
Okay.
Just give me a moment. Chap. Just give me a moment. Now open up the message, madam. You got a message onto your mobile phone. Open up the text message. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, you got a message. Yeah. Now, can you see we have just canceled it. There, within 5 minutes, you need to reply that message. Can you see there will be code 8310. Click on text message. Press on text message at the bottom. Press on that. 8310. Put it 8310. Now, you need to send it. There will be the green arrow. Now, send it. Now wait for a second. There, you are going to receive a reply very shortly. Now can you see? You have just we have just simply transferring the phone to your account. It will be coming up. Okay, just give me a moment. It will be coming up. Now just now give a click on the back arrow. Give a click on the back arrow.
Yes.
Yeah. Now you just simply give me a moment. Go to your home screen. Go to your home screen. Yeah, and please be with me. Yeah, please be with me. Give me some time. Give me some time, ma'am. We have already cancelled those transactions. We are just looking if any other transaction has been found. We will just let you know. Just give me a moment. Let me just check. What?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, madam. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah. So do one thing, madam. My technician told me to show you something, okay, from your side. So do you have a Safari browser or Google Chrome in your application, like in your cell phone?
Mm-hmm. So, yes. How much
bullshit are there? Yeah, I will show you something, madam, that what is happening inside in your internet network, okay? So in that Google search bar, you need to type in over there, sir, type P for victory, letter V.
Letter
V. V for Victoria, V for victory. Then type A, A for apple. Then L, L for Lima. Then I, I for ice cream. Then D, D for doctor. Then A, A for apple. Then T, T for Tom. Then O, O for Oscar. Then R, R for Robert.
Yeah?
Validator. And you need to search it. After that, you need to search it. And after
yes.
searching it, madam, what comes up? Just let me know.
WC markup validation services.
That's correct. That's correct. Give a tap on that. The W3C markup validation service. So let me make you understand, madam, what is this the W3C markup validation service. So in this markup validation service page, madam, you can just check all of your activities, online activities, like if you do online shopping, if you do online banking, if you do online email, okay, so you can just check it one by one directly through this validator page, whether those online activities it's safe or not, whether those activities have been compromised by someone else or not, okay. So look over there, madam, you will get to see there is an address panel box. Can you see that address panel box?
Hang on a sec.
There is an address white narrow panel box over there. Can you see that?
Yes.
So in that address white narrow panel box, what you need to do, you need to type in all of your online activities, whatever activities you do use in this cell phone. Like you do use your email, so you can just check your email, whether your email is safe or not, whether it has been compromised by someone else or not, okay? So you can just put your email address over there. Put your email address. And after that, even in the middle of the page, you will get to see the option check. Can you see the option check? In the middle of the page, give a press on check. Press on check, madam. And after giving a press on check, madam, what you can see?
The W3C validator.
Yeah, can you see? There is an option over there. Can you see? Sorry, we found the following errors. Can you see that?
Yes.
Yes. So, madam, right at the moment, you need to understand your email is not safe and secure, okay? Like someone is trying to get into your email address right at the moment, okay? So, through that email address, they can just easily access all of your information from their side. So, can you just read me out properly what is written over there? Can you just read me out the whole thing?
W3C validators rely on community support for hosting and development. No style sheet found.
In a red color box, what it is written over there, in the red color box?
That's a sorry, we found the following errors. One.
Okay. So you can see we have found some errors in your emails. That means your emails is not safe and secure right at the moment. Okay. So we need to secure that email also, okay? But before that, we need to check other activities, online activities, whatever activities you do use in this cell phone, all right? So just go back.
My emails are fine because I don't put numbers or banking in any email, so that's fine. As long as the account has been sorted, that's the main thing.
Okay, no worries. So just go back to the previous page. Go back. So are you on the previous page right at the moment?
Are you there?
Yes.
Like what you can see in your screen right now, madam?
Just my home screen.
You need to open up that Google page, the validator page, madam.
And now,
in that address panel box, you need to remove your email address. You need to remove your email. Are you there, madam? Hello? Are you there? Hello? 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 Can you hear me? Hello? What's up? Tara has a safe query. Hello, ma'am. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?